Psalm 51. The Lord had done a work on our brother David. David had failed miserably. That's being kind to him and seeing it that way. He had taken a woman that was not his publicly. I mean, everybody, I mean, he was the king. You don't go hiding it. And then trying to cover it up, brought Uriah back to town. Uriah was a godly man, patriotic, and devoted. So David just had him wiped out. And it's finally caught up with him. From my understanding, about a year later, David was broken. Nathan came and talked about the one that had taken the little ewe lamb. David, in his righteous indignation, said, "The man's going to pay." And Nathan said, "Thou art the man." And this psalm is a result of David's brokenness. I have looked at the fact that he said, "I'm sorry." I believe with all my heart, David's heart cry in this psalm is, "I am so sorry for what I have done." There's contrition in this psalm. There's confession in this psalm. There's a lot of things. I mentioned them already. But he not only said, "I'm sorry," but he said, "I'm saved. I may have messed up, but I'm still the Lord's. I still belong to Him." He also said, I believe, "I'm scared. I'm afraid of David. I know me, and I want to be careful to walk with the Lord." But I have on my heart this evening, I believe David in this psalm is saying, "I'm serving." I believe he said with all his heart, "I may have messed up," and I did. And I did a terrible thing. "But I am getting right, I have gotten right, and I'm not going to mope around the rest of my life." I don't think he said that easily or lightly. But he did understand, if God forgave me, what am I supposed to do, just lay around the palace the rest of my life? He said, "No, I'm going to serve the Lord." Look in verse 7. "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold with me thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. David said, in spite of all I've done, since I have gotten right, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm serving God. I said again, he did not take his fall lightly or his failure lightly. But once he got right, what was he to do? Mope the rest of his life? No, he said, in spite of what I've done, I am going to serve the Lord. I believe he said, "I'm serving because of my forgiveness." Verse 7, he says, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." He said, "I know that I have confessed and I have done it genuinely. I have done it with my heart. I have repented in sackcloth and ashes. I have given my life, my all back to Him. And He has forgiven me. I am now whiter than snow. My heart is clean. My sin is forgiven." And just for that sake, since He has forgiven me, I'm going to serve Him. Now my life is clean again. He has forgiven me. My sin is gone. It has been cleansed. And I'm going to keep on serving Him. I'll serve Him with a new fervor, a new desire. I don't have to carry my failure around the rest of my life like a ball and chain. I do not have to be bound by guilt for the rest of my days. I will remember it, and I will make sure to learn a lesson. I'll look at that in a minute. But he said, I have been forgiven, and therefore what I'm supposed to do is serve him. He has given me a new start. All my past is gone. All that stuff has been forgiven. And I can serve him now. I would be wrong not to, for I am a cleansed man. It's in the past. I believe he said, I'm serving because of my forgiveness. I believe he says, I'm serving because of my fellowship. Look in verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He says, Lord, I want you to forgive me. And I desperately need that cleansing, that forgiveness. I need you to take my sin away. I no longer want to bear the burden or the punishment of my sin. I'm begging you to forgive me, but I want you to do more. I want you to create in me a clean heart, a desire for godliness, a hunger for righteousness, a desire for the things of God. Let my passion be toward the things that are true to you. Direct my heart towards you, creating me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Oh, God, stir my heart again. He is saying, I want to get not just forgiven, but I want us to get back in fellowship. I want to be close to you. I think he's saying more than that. I believe he's saying, I want to be closer to you than I have ever been before. I have learned a lesson, says David. Oh, it's been a hard lesson. I have learned it the hard way. I have learned it in your school of hard knocks, but I have learned a lesson, and that is that David will fail. David is a failure, but you've made it right with me, and I've made it right with you, and I've been forgiven. Now I want us to be closer than we ever have been before. He says, I'm going to serve him because of my fellowship, the fact that he is working in me and drawing me closer to him than I have ever been before. He was a man who was after God's own heart before he failed. And he fell a long way quickly. And he says, I have been to the pig pen, but I have come back home. And I want to be closer to the Father than ever before. Oh, I was close to him before my failure, before I did it. But I want to be closer now than ever before. That's why I'm going to serve him. That's why I want to be faithful to him. That's why I want to stand true to him. That's why I want to do his will. That's what it means to say that he was after God's own heart. He was a man of faith. He was a man of faithfulness. He was a man who sought after God. He was a man who did God's will, believed God, and trusted God. And all that had gone down the pipe. But now he's been restored and he wants that and more. I'm glad that failure is not final. A fall does not mean the finish. Here's a man who failed terribly, but he's gotten restored now. And he wants that closer fellowship. He said, I'm going to serve the Lord, because I want that fellowship even more than before. He says, I'm serving because of my forgiveness. He's cleansed me. Why not? I'm going to serve him. I'm serving because of my fellowship. I want to get closer to him than ever before. I want him to draw me. I want to be the Song of Solomon, where we spend time together in a close relationship and fellowship. But I believe also in this psalm he is saying, I am going to serve. I am serving because of my Father. If you notice, in verse 14, he says, "Oh God, thou God of my salvation." Well, when we brush over that, we think David is talking about God's the one that forgave him. God's the one that saved him. He calls him the God of salvation. But the word salvation there is an interesting word. It does not mean only salvation in forgiveness of sin and the converting of the soul. But it has the idea of rescuing. And is that not exactly what God had done with David? He had rescued him from the pit. He had pulled him out of the mire. By the way, could I remind us that sin that David was in was a pleasurable sin? And something was to be desired of mankind, but for God to pull him out, it was not an easy task. God had to work at it. Could I say it like that? He had to deal with David. It took time to deal with David, but he has done that now. And David has repented, and David has confessed, and David said, "You are not only my forgiving Father, you're my rescuing Father. You're the one that pulled me out of the mire of sin when I was lost. You're the one that's rescued me when I fail. Because of that, I'm going to serve you." And God who does that deserves my best. He is the God of David who forgives and saves but also restores when he falls. And David is saying, that kind of father deserves my service. He deserves it. He deserves my best. I failed him, but he never failed me. He's still my father. That should have just said, "Okay, David, bye-bye." But he didn't say bye-bye. David said, "I'm serving because of my father. He deserves my service. He desires my service. God must want me to serve him because he's the one that came to me when I was in the pit of sin and pulled me out." He came looking for that prodigal son and brought me back home. He not only deserves my service, but he desires my service. If he wants me to, it would be wrong not to. It doesn't necessarily matter what people think about it. There's mixed emotions and mixed views about the people and what they thought about David right now. Some probably thought he needs to be cast into a desert hole somewhere and left alone. Some probably thought he needs to be restored and understood. But what the people thought didn't really matter so much, even though it did. But that's not the focal point on David's heart. And what even David thought himself was not that that was meaning the most right now. It is, what does God want? And God wants me to serve him. God wants me to serve him. And if God wants me to serve him, why should I not? It would be wrong not to serve him. After all he's done for me, and now he wants me to serve him, draws me to serve him, tells me he wants me to serve him. Why should I not? He deserves my service. My father deserves my service and desires my service. And yes, he demands my service. Now, David didn't have a Bible like this, but he had a Bible in his heart. And I don't know what scrolls he had access to or anything else. I don't have any idea. But I know this, the commandments that God had given to David had not changed just because he failed. And what God had told David and everybody else to do still stood true. And David says, if he wanted me to serve him before I fail, if the Word of God told me to serve God before I fail, the Word of God hadn't changed because I fail. Because I made a blunder, now I've gotten right. So he demands, he still tells me, serve me, David. So he said, I'm going to serve him because of my father. He's my father. He desires, he He deserves, He demands me to serve Him. By the way, nothing He asks is too much, David would have said at that point. David said, I'm serving. I'm going to serve the Lord because of my forgiveness, my fellowship, my Father. I believe he said in this psalm, I'm serving because of my future. Look and see what it says. Verse 13, then, future tense, will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. David looks on into the future. He's getting right now. He's been convicted and broken. He's unloading the burden and getting right and asking forgiveness and getting it. And he knows right now in this process, right now in his life, these moments are not a time to serve right now. Right now is a time to get right, and he's getting right. Getting forgiveness. He can't just run out and serve the Lord in the condition he's in. He got to get right and have that forgiveness and accept that forgiveness and know he's gotten forgiven and his heart's clean and his life's clear. And he says, then I'll teach transgressors thy ways. He's looking toward the future. He's looking at what's ahead. Now he looks in the past and he says, boy, I sure did mess up back there. But I want to look in my future and realize I've still got some time left. My life hasn't come to an end. I didn't die back there. I'm still alive. I preached a message one time. Don't know if you remember it. Probably don't. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. We may get beat up. We may fall. We may fail. We may make a blunder. But if we're still alive, we still got something to serve the Lord for. There's still time to do good. There's still time to help somebody. Somebody needs David. The Lord wants to use David to help somebody. And God wants him to be used. He wants David to make a difference. Now, David couldn't, but we can. We can look at Peter. Now, he blew it. But after he got right, God used him greater after the fall than before. And John Mark, Paul said, I don't know about that buzzard, you can't trust him. But later on he said, boy, get John Mark, he's profitable unto me. I tell you, a fall is bad, a failure is bad, but it's not the end of life. And David looks into the future and says, I'm serving God because I still got time left in my life. I still got time to do some good. Still got time to bring honor to my God. He says this, I want to finish well. I sure did stumble along the way, but I want to finish well. I don't want to be the last thing that people to remember me by as a fall. I don't want to just stumble the rest of my life and muddle around and wallow around in my misery and my guilt and just die one day. I want to get up and serve God. I still got some time to do things for the Lord. I'm serving. I want to bring honor to the Lord. I want to do something maybe to help people's opinion of me improve. I don't want them to think only about my failure. I want to live. I want to serve God in such a way where their negative thoughts of me will be changed to positive. And they may say David failed, just like I'm saying tonight, but that's not the end of his life. He got up and served God. I believe David did pretty well in that. He said, I'm serving because of my future. I still got time to please God. There's still a job to do. David said, I'm serving. I'm serving because of my forgiveness, my fellowship, my Father, my future. I believe he said, I'm serving because of my failure. Now, that's not directly written in Psalm 52, but it is in 2 Samuel. If you'll just listen, you don't have to turn. Listen, I'm talking about David looked back and he saw, I'm the one that failed. I'm the one, listen, that didn't do what I should have done. Listen, 2 Samuel 11, 1. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, and David was a king, it was a time when kings went with their men to fight battles. They were in a battle, so David should have gone. That David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. David looked back and he knew where he failed. He knew where his failure came from. He knew where his flaw was. He knew where he made the big mistake, where he should have been out fighting. He was home relaxing. And when he was at home relaxing, it's when he saw Bathsheba and started the whole snowball down the mountain. So David in this psalm is thinking back to that failure. And he realized what he was doing. Listen, anything but serving God. Had he just been serving God like he's supposed to, he probably would have not fallen. And David learned from that failure of not serving as he should how easy it is to fall when you're not serving. So David, I'm convinced that this psalm is saying, I'm not going to let that happen again. I remember my failure. I remember how I got in this mess. I remember the reason I failed. I know how it happened, and hey, it could happen again. I think I've learned my lesson, but I'm still David. I'm still me. I'm still flesh. And the same devil that tripped me up then could trip me up again. So I think I'll serve God now. I'm going to do all I can to serve God to make sure I'm not there when the devil comes by. Or I won't listen when the devil comes by. Or I'm too busy fighting the enemy to listen to the devil. And the next time, I believe I'm going to serve because of my failure. If I stop serving him, I probably will fall again. And if I fall again, where in the world am I going? What in the world is going to happen the next time? He says in this psalm, life's not over. Oh, I made a mess. I blundered big time, but God has forgiven me. So I'm going to get up and serve him. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on loving him. I'm going to keep on being obedient. I'm going to keep on having faith. Because one day my life's going to be over. It's enough just realizing down here in this world how important it is to serve him. But one day my life's going to be over and I'm going to stand before God for the time from now to the end of my life. My entire life, but my past is in the past. I can't undo that. But I can do something from here on to the end. He said, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve him. Maybe, just maybe, in my serving him, in our New Testament terminology, we would say, I might just get a crown. That I might be able to lay at my feet, at the feet of my Savior, when I get there. I don't know how this applies. For as far as I know, no one has blundered significantly this week or this month or even this year. But I know this. There have been times where we've had to find ourselves at our Savior's feet and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I did. Sorry for what I said. And we've had to ask forgiveness. Oh, I was not for a big blunder. Even it is, still applies. Or a little blunder still applies. But don't let those past blunders hinder you now or tomorrow. Say, I'm still a servant. I'm still a child. My God still wants to use me. Put your life back in his hands. Stay there. Walk with him. Let him walk with you. And serve him till you breathe your last. Let's stand together, heads bowed, eyes closed.